Good morning and welcome, everyone.
Good morning.
Just a few days, it's going to be Thanksgiving. Yay! Lots to be thankful for, huh? What'd you say, Kim?
Turn your scales back 10 pounds.
Yes. They're going to pass around a clipboard during worship for the women's Christmas party if you would like to sign up. That's December 6th. So look for that clipboard, and that's what it's for. All right? All right. If you will stand and join me in the call to worship. God, giver of all good gifts, let us who are weary have your refreshment. Let us who are burdened and weighted down have your rest. Let us who are troubled with worries and distractions have your peace. And let every one of us have a grateful heart for all the good you have done for us. And please join me for hymn number 92. Now, if you'll take a moment to greet each other however you would like, pass the peace.
Thanksgiving.
Let us take time for our ministry of prayer. Do we have any concerns or joys in the congregation?
Yeah, my girlfriend, Cheryl, I used to work with her at Sam Club. She had two strokes, and she's got a tumor in her stomach that's as big as a baby. So she's only like 65. So, yeah, we need, she's at St. Joe's on the 10th floor.
What's
so
her
we
name?
Need,
what's her name again?
What's her last name?
Just the first name is fine.
Oh, Cheryl. Yeah, Cheryl.
Cheryl.
A lot of prayers for her because she's got a lot of troubles.
Okay. Major prayers for her friend.
Todd Happy. Has COVID.
Todd has COVID.
Saw it on Facebook this morning.
West?
Yes.
I don't know if any of you know Mitch George, who used to live here in Clinton. He lives in Alabama now, but he fell asleep at the wheel driving and had a tremendous accident and broke his back. And he's like 50 years old. So he needs all our prayers.
Absolutely.
He was a wonderful young man.
Absolutely. So, anyone else?
My brother is in St. Joe Hospital with problems, and my sister-in-law is in Chelsea Hospital with problems. If we can ask some extra prayers for Bert and Barb.
Bert and Barb need extra prayers.
Not Bert and Ernie?
As does Louise and her family. Rosie.
Everybody who's sick that we don't know about. we don't know about or has nobody to care for them. So prayers for everybody.
Okay. And I did check in with our people at home this week. Everybody seems to be doing well. And so they miss you. And I know we miss them, and I shared that. So please remember them. Also, prayers for Mary Stradling, who is Sheila's friend. She is having medical issues. And praises for Mary Oakley. Check this one out, people. Sheila's mom, who turns 94 in the morning. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, let us be in an attitude of prayer, please. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for all your blessings. You know the needs of your people throughout the world. Be with those who we have just mentioned and their families. Guide us, direct us, lead us, sustain us, to show others the love you have for everyone who will listen. Show us strength to get through each day. We pray for healing for those in need of healing, guidance for the nations of the world. Remind us that everything is possible through you. Now let us join in the prayer that was taught to us by Jesus, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now, please listen to God in silence, for he speaks in his turn during prayer. Amen.
And now if you'll join me for a prayer of thanksgiving, and stand if you would like and are able. Blessed Jesus, some of us approach Thanksgiving Day with such ambivalence, especially now. So much has happened in the last year, and so much of it has not been good. It is hard, O Lord, to be truly thankful. The temptation is to succumb to fear and to depression. The childlike joy and amazement that we so want to have for the good in our lives has become more elusive than it has ever been for some of us. The many real blessings of our lives are often overshadowed by the burdens life brings and the evil we do to one another. We hold on to life, but we don't really love life anywhere near the way we would like. Yet, when we stop to think of it, we are thankful for experiencing you in nature, for the ebb and flow of our lives, for the rhythms you have built into the universe, for having any harvest at all, and for those who sow and reap, for the prosperity that we have known for so long in our nation, for our families who warm our hearts and brighten our days, for our friends who listen without judging and who understand, who pray for us and for your church, which is more than a place, but which is a people among whom we experience your presence, hear your word, and find sanctuary from the burdens and cares of our lives. Receive our thanksgiving and know that we are grateful. Amen. And please join me for the Gloria. From our choir.
Thank you.
And now if the children will come forward, please.
You are so special to us. How did your week go this last week? How's Boucher?
My grandma and grandpa are all gonna pick me up on Tuesday or Wednesday. Tuesday or Wednesday? Wednesday. My grandma and grandpa are gonna pick me up, or just my grandma or just my grandpa. I don't know, and they're gonna take me to my uncle's house. And I'm really excited because also on Wednesdays I have speeds.
Oh, how wonderful.
And do I have speeds?
That is, thank you for sharing. Anybody else have anything special happening this week? Sleepover? Oh, those are always so much fun. What happened for you?
Today and yesterday, my Nana was staying over at my house.
Isn't it great to have Nana's come and stay with us and for us to get to go see Nana's? Absolutely. How about you? You want to tell us?
No.
You don't? Oh, that's okay. That's fine. I know there are two little boys here this morning that just really surprised me. My two grandsons are here, Ethan and Zachy. And I know Ethan had something special this week. What happened to you this week, Ethan? Ethan? Cousins and us. What about
my tooth?
Yeah, what happened to your tooth?
It's
he lost his first tooth. Lost his first tooth. Yeah, fell at 6 o'clock in the morning. He got up to run and tell everybody his tooth was gone. So we have special things happening this week. We also know that this is Thanksgiving, but we like to be thankful all the time for all the things that God does for us.
Next week is Thanksgiving week.
That's right. Mm-hmm. This coming Thursday is Thanksgiving already. And we just had Halloween.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to have turkey.
You're going to have turkey?
I don't know.
You think maybe? Well, I bet it's going to be good meals for everybody. Oh, at your uncle's house.
Yeah.
That's always so special. And we get...
A lot of people know my uncle from Michigan.
Okay. Your uncle is in Michigan? Great.
A lot of people from Michigan know my uncle.
Oh, the ones from Michigan know him.
Yeah, a lot of people.
I'm going to have Thanksgiving at my Nana's house.
You're going to be at Nana's house. Oh, this sounds so exciting. You're getting me all excited. Well, you know something? I have something I want to share with you. And it's a secret, kind of, that I keep tucked away in my heart. And that is, even now that I'm an adult, if I say please and thank you to people, it just makes everything go so much better. Even brothers and sisters, did you know that you can say, hey, please may I share that toy with you for a while? Or thank you. And I'm giving you an assignment this week. I know you have assignments from school, but this is a special one. I want you to pay attention and see how many times this week somebody says please or thank you. And you know what a special one is I want? Check with Mom and Dad. See what Mom and Dad do. See if they do it. Olivia, did you have something you wanted to add?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we need to check on moms and dads. Check on moms and dads because it's so hard for moms and dads. But you know what? If you say it to them first, I bet they will remember also to say it. So you're going to have a good week this week?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And I think Lisa has something special for you people now. Oh, prayer. Sorry. Absolutely. And we're going to use the special prayer that I used with children for years. Father, we thank thee for the night and for the pleasant morning light, for rest and food and loving care and all that makes the day so fair. Help us to do the things we should, to be to others kind and good. In all we do and all we say, to grow more loving every day. Amen. And thank you for coming up. At this time, would the ushers come forward, please?
O God, most merciful and gracious, of whose bounty we have all received, accept this offering of your people. Remember in your love those who have brought it, and for those whom it is given. And so follow it with your blessing, that it may promote peace and goodwill among all people, and advance the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now would you please join us with hymn number 140, Great is Thy Faithfulness. For the scripture reading today, I would like everyone to take part. Would you get a Bible, please, and open to Psalms 136? There won't be any homework with the scripture today. We're going to do it all right here together. Each time, if you will do the response of, oh, give thanks. No. Yeah, for his steadfast love endures forever. I grabbed this Bible at the last minute because it has bigger print. Okay. God's work in creation and in history. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. for his steadfast love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods.
Steadfast love endures forever.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
Who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. Whoops. Who by understanding made the heavens.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
Who spread out the earth on the waters.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
Who made the great lights.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
The sun to rule over the day.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
The moon and stars to rule over night. Who struck Egypt through their firstborn.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
And brought Israel out from among them.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
With a strong hand and an outstretched arm.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
Who divided the Red Sea in two.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
And made Israel pass through the midst of it. But overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
Who led his people through the wilderness.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
Who struck down great kings.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
And killed famous kings.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
Sion, king of the Amorites. And Og, king of Bashan.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
And gave their land as a heritage.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
A heritage to his servant Israel.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
It is he who remembered us in our low estate.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
And rescued us from our foes. Who gives food to all flesh.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. By doing that, I now think you have something that you can take with you as a saying in your heart every day. For his steadfast love does endure forever. Our opening hymn today was For the Beauty of the Earth. And the writer of this hymn, Paulette Pierpont, lived from 1835 to 1917. And his scripture was Philippians 4:8. Whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. One of our delights that we as adults have is being around children, just to hear their squeals of pleasure as they observe and discover some ordinary object about them. No doubt, our Heavenly Father is also pleased when his children take time to observe and appreciate his creation, and then to simply enjoy and give joyous gratitude to him for his countless blessings. Today's hymn reminds us of the common blessings of life that many of us many often take for granted. The graceful praise of the beauties of nature, our parents, family, friends, and church. The inspiration for this hymn text is said to have come to this young author as he was strolling about his native town one day in the late spring, entranced by the beautiful countryside with the winding Avon River in the distance. His heart, no doubt, swelled up within him as he enjoyed the beauties of God's creation, the sun, the flowers, the shining stars. Pierpoint also recalled his social blessings, friends and home, those relationships that bring such enriching dimensions to our lives. Above all, however, were the spiritual blessings as represented by the church, God's chosen agency for accomplishing his divine purposes in the world. Each of these blessings is then directed to God with a hymn of grateful praise. According to Max Lucado, worship is the thank you that refuses to be silenced. Ephesians 5, verses 19 and 20 tell us to sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. My message today is about music in my life and how important God has made it. It's all as I was growing up and not even realizing it. As Henry Wadsworth Longfellow says, music speaks the language of the soul. My mother and grandfather sang at funerals and special occasions in the town square at Petersburg as she was growing up. Thus, we sang often. Even though we didn't go in the car very often, when we did, we sang. We sang Christmas songs, church hymns, songs such as I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles, Don't Fence Me In, Beautiful Dreamer, and Red Sails in the Sunset. And I'm sure many of those you may never have heard of. My grandfather used to sing, Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Anyone Else But Me. And then along came my brother Webb, who was so gifted with his music. He wrote it, he sang it. And just as a blurb, you can now hear him on Pandora, on Spotify, and on YouTube. Next came my wanting to be in band. When I was in fifth grade, I don't know how my parents ever did it, but my mother came to school on the day of our first day of band rehearsal and gave me a clarinet. Yes, it was used. It was made of wood, the keys of nickel. As many of you know, nickel is a very soft metal. So the keys kept bending, and they would break, and I just had a terrible time with it. I still have it, though. I still have it. When I was in eighth grade, I was placed in senior band with our band director, Ned C. Deal. He was a U of M graduate, went on to become band director at Penn State University. He saw me as an oboe player. Yeah. So I rented a very old oboe to start out with. I was fortunate to have private lessons, $5 a half an hour, from another graduate at University of Michigan. I don't know if you people know about oboe reeds, but they're about so wide this way. There is two of them put together. They are bound at the bottom with some wire and some cork added on. And then you take a special knife and you work on that reed to make it. At that time, reeds cost $5. I can't imagine what they are now. And so everything is controlled right here. You get tense, you're higher than a kite. You relax too much, you're down in the dumps. So everything seems to come from right there. Then the person who was giving me for $5 the lessons convinced our band director, you know, you really do need a new oboe. So the school bought a new oboe, and again, I was able to rent it. When I was a junior in high school, we got a new band director, Jerry Moore. He realized how important an oboe is in a band of even 40 members. So he encouraged me to keep at it, sometimes when it came to solo and ensemble, pushed me. And I was shy and quiet. Believe it or not, I was shy and quiet. And I still have a difficult time believing that I participated in solo ensemble contests. My senior year, I even got a first place in district and went on to state. I got a 2 there, but hey, that's more than I ever thought I could ever do. Later, because of solo and ensemble contests being taken place at Eastern, that's where I went to college to become a teacher, even though my mother and 4 generations before me had also become teachers. I never realized at this time, and in all of this, what God was doing in my life. In junior and high and high school, I sang in the church's adult choir. Because of playing oboe, it became quite easy for me to sing alto. After all, the adult women sang soprano. My first duet was "Shall We Gather at the River." My senior year in high school is when I became a member of the Methodist Church. That was in 1962. That was before we became the United Methodist Church in 1968. I attended church most Sundays throughout my college years because of the fact that I came home from Eastern every weekend and worked at the Kresge store at Westgate in Toledo. After marriage and our oldest daughter, Jennifer, was born and baptized in 1971, I didn't attend church regularly until 1980. I joined the Clinton Church and became part of the choir. I was so excited about the first choir practice. I took Jennifer with me. Yep, she fell and broke her arm. So, needless to say, that was touch and go as to whether I would continue in choir practice or not. At that time, we also had Reverend Jack Lancaster as our pastor. And I remember him saying to the choir, "You know, some people take their message on Sunday from what the choir sings and from the music, the hymns they sing. They don't necessarily listen to me, the minister, but that is where they get their message." So for Christmas of 1982, the choir's cantata was specially for shepherds by Ralph Carmichael. At that time, we had 29 members in the choir. Yes, I can even show you that we had 29 members in the choir, because here is the bulletin. And of those 29, we still have some here today. We have Roger. We have Kim. We have Sue Reese. We have myself. And sometimes Kirk Lucas is here to sing with us. Also, we had a drummer, and that was Tom Thompson, who was Lee and Penny's son, played the drums for that one. It was from that cantata that the scripture of Luke 1:37 became a part of my life. And thanks to Martha, here it is. For with God, everything is impossible. It's not possible to be impossible. And with God, every promise shall come true. For we know surely all things he can do. For with God, nothing is impossible.
it's not possible to be impossible. And with God, every promise shall come true. For we know surely all things He can do.
And today, I still, thank you. And today, I still sing that to people. Only I change it. Rather than starting out with the impossible, I start out, for with God, everything is possible. Many times, I wake up in the morning and sometimes even during the night with songs going through my head. Mostly the hymns is what I have through my mind. Yes, to me, this is a God thing. But then I remember a pastor telling me at a committee meeting that they had to hurry and have somebody be sure and say the meeting was adjourned before Diane decided to start singing. That I took to heart. And no longer allowing God to be the strong one in my life. I spent too much time thinking about that. At that time, I attended conference for many years, which meant I was on every committee there was. I ended up pulling back and leaving. The only time I came to church and participated was at the time of the angel tree at Christmas time and the school supplies. I even became a lay speaker, a certified lay speaker, which meant that I could go out to other churches and do sermons, quote, not sermons, messages like this. And I did until then. So what I want to say to you people is don't ever, ever let another human be more important to you than God in your life. Listen to God. So, she kept saying to me, Diane, you need to use discernment. Well, I guess that's where I should have been using the discernment that I wasn't using. But in that situation, it affected me mentally, physically, emotionally, and socially. I was still listening to music, I was still singing, and I was also getting Christian counseling, which got me back to believing that God loves even me. Thanks be to God, and coming back to church and you people here at church, I thank all of you, my church family. I've been a soprano, a second soprano, an alto, tenor, some days a bass, but now I'm an also. Whoever my voice happens to sing in, fit in on that Sunday is where I happen to be.
Amen.
And as a choir, we still believe that we can bring the word of God through our music to those who will listen. And as I sing to the Lord. As the choir sang today, we are so blessed. Even though I didn't mention today, another time I would like to talk to you about my Emmaus walk. That was such a special time because it says, on the fourth day, we shall go forth. And here I am.
Jesus, Jesus, can I tell you how I feel? You have given me your spirit. I I love you so. Amen. Now our closing hymn is number 102, Now Thank We All Our God.
Before we go to announcements, we have a birthday today.
Yes, we do. And we have several Gordon recently.
Gordon. Gordon's birthday. Could we wish him a happy birthday and sing?
It's their anniversary today, too.
Oh, is it? Ah, 44. Anniversary. 44, she said, right?
That's one way to get to remember the anniversary.
Just a few announcements I'm going to go over, but please, please read your bulletins. We have a lot going on this next month, so I could use one more baker for the food pantry cookies that we're putting together, so if you're interested, let me know. The Christmas parade, we're looking for somebody to help organize that. If you would like to see us in the Christmas parade this year, please step forward. I'm sure we can find people to help. If we could come together as a group, that would be great. Just wanting you to know with the blessing bags, we did earn a $1,000 grant from the Heritage District, and that will be put to use to make about 30 blessing bags, we figured. So we're grateful for that. Samaritan's Purse boxes are due today, so if you have yours out in your car maybe or didn't bring it in, bring it in.
She's right
it's
behind
time.
You.
Yep. Okay.
I got a couple.
I think that's it for me.
Also, we have some slips out in the narthex. If you find someone in need for the angel tree, you can fill it in. It has age, whatever is needed, and I will use you as the contact person. We've done this for 14 years now. We can do it again. Thank you.
Thank you for all the boxes. I haven't counted them. I want to really thank Sue Reese for doing some great shopping. And I want you to know that I think we should really say a little prayer over these boxes, just because they are a blessing to us, giving them, and will surely be a blessing to these young people and their families, and possibly communities too. Sending the name of Jesus to places we can't go is a unique thing, and I think it's real important. So I appreciate it. I also want to thank the young girls and Amy's son who came out and were so excited to get a box and fill them up. People brought things and put them on that, and I know you hesitate to take them, but boy, I just said, you know, these are for you to take, and they took them, and they took them home and filled those boxes with other things. Thank you so much. Thanks, Sue.
And just to let you know that the village and Clinton Chevrolet is going to be having a food pack the truck on December 2nd. I think the truck will probably be in front of the fire department, but I'm not sure where. But start collecting canned goods, non-perishables that can go to this food drive, which will be going for Phyllis's food pantry. So it's all of it is going to our food pantry. It's not going to Adrian, it's not going to Celine or Leonard Washington County. This all goes to our food pantry.
Awesome.
That's great. And I realized I overlooked in my copy of my prayer to remember Pastor Mike and Reverend Bill, who are under the weather, who have both received surgery this week, and please let's remember them in prayers, cards, however.
There is cards on the table as you go into the gym to sign that we'll be sending out this week. Sheila delivered the prayer quilt to Pastor Mike this week. He was thrilled. Couple other things. Women's potluck party, there's a sign-up sheet or whatever Sheila announced earlier, whatever, but just a reminder. It's December 6th, it's a Wednesday night at 5:30, dinner at 6 here. Also, today, right now, as soon as we get done, we are moving stuff from the shed in for the hanging of greens next Sunday, and we need all the help we can to move all the boxes and bags of Christmas trees and goodies.
Okay. I have one more announcement. We are planning on having a Christmas breakfast on the second Saturday of December. But we're looking for donations if you can make a breakfast casserole, or Penny, if you can make the sticky buns, or...
Is that for everybody? Or?
This is for the whole church. Okay. The men will be sponsoring it. Or if you want to make donations of juice or eggs or meat or whatever, please let myself or Todd know. And we will be hopefully getting a sign-up sheet out for next week to see how many will be coming.
I just have one comment. When I was at Walmart yesterday, or the day before, somewhere in that vicinity, the lady, the cashier that waited on me, I said, "So what are you doing for Thanksgiving?" She said, "Nothing. Our family is so split. We're just doing nothing." She says, "I live in a camper behind my mother-in-law's house, and we don't have water or anything." Mm. And I said, "So how do you shower?" "I just hand bathe." I just think we need to be aware that there are many more people who do not have the blessings that we have, and that we need to keep them in our prayers and do everything that we can to help them individually. That's it.
Amen.
Thank you.
Okay, I think that's all the announcements for today. If you will please join me in the benediction. We give thanks to you, O Lord, because you have revived us through your heavenly gift. We ask that we leave here having grown in gratitude and faith toward you, and in love for one another. Help us demonstrate our gratitude, faith, and love by giving of ourselves as you have given yourself. Amen.
Thanksgiving, everyone.